benvenuti, welcome everyone to a Time Pods Culture Show. Sorry for the delay.
Ciao a tutti, benvenuti a Ci scusiamo per il ritardo.
All right, so as you know, this is not a show about being late specifically, but it's more a show about travel, cultural and physical and otherwise, in Italy. And we have here Marco De Mutis, of course, host of a Time Pod, and myself, Catherine.
Hello.
The other host of Time Pod. And today we're talking about a beautiful, famous, very well-known city. But we're going to try and give you a little bit of insider's knowledge. And we have Marco to do that because he lived there.
Yes, we're talking about Venezia or Venice. And we did something already on Venice in the past. And a lot has been said already about Venice and Venezia.
Absolutely.
So in this episode, we're not going to talk about like San Marco Square or the Carnival.
Ponte dei Sospiri.
This is stuff that you can find everywhere, very easily on the internet, everywhere, even guidebooks or everything.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, no, we're gonna try to focus on stuff that is less known, but it should be known more.
Right, or things that, you know, you probably should check out and that might be fun to check out just because there's not going to be as much of a crowd or as much intense, like, tourist-focused stuff going on there. First of all, it's just worth mentioning that Venice is a series of islands, right? So we've got a laguna, and that's caused by the delta, because there's lots of rivers that kind of pour out into the sea and they bring sand, and the sand gets caught in the ocean and they form islands. So we have all these islands. And so we're going to be talking about some of the lesser known islands today. In particular, one of the cemetery islands. Well, they used to be two islands, but now they're one.
Okay, let me just add something to this. Like, there's the big island, so the Venice island, divided in six quarters, and it's called Sestiere. And then there's another big island is La Giudecca, south of the Venice, of the bigger one. And then there is on the east side the Lido that separates the lagoon from the open sea. Mm-hmm. And apart from this, as you said, there's more and more small, very small island that sometimes are even difficult to get to. Like the most famous are Burano, the one with the colored houses. And then there is Murano, famous for the glass.
Yeah.
And then there is other things that many people don't know. Like, for example, as you said, San Michele, il cimitero, the cemetery.
So St. Michael's Cemetery
is north and north of the bigger island, and on the way to, like, yes, Murano and Torcello. Between that and the bigger island, there is il cimitero. It's a very, very nice. It's an island that it's only a cemetery, but it's pretty big.
And it was the city cemetery for hundreds of years, 200 years. And so all of the bodies used to be carried there, but it's actually hit capacity. They've filled it up. So now you have to send bodies to the mainland. But for, 200 years, it was the place that people would bury their loved ones.
And in fact, that's a fascinating thing about it, because all the graves that you see there, there's a section which is the soldiers who died in the World War or in other wars. Then there is the Greek section of the cemetery. That's, I think, La Sezione Greca. It's one of the most interesting ones, because you have there's a very strange atmosphere, very good feeling, ancient and things like that. And there also, it is also the place where some important people are buried there.
Absolutely. And so, you'll notice that people on the way out there, as you get farther and farther out taking the boat, will bring flowers or buy flowers. And a lot of people bring flowers for three particularly famous people, two of whom were Russian, one American. Test Marco, who were they? Who am I thinking of?
Stravinsky. And his wife, if I'm not mistaken, and Ezra Pound.
Ezra Pound, the American poet.
Yes.
And Diaghilev.
And Diaghilev, okay.
Diaghilev, very, very, very famous, important Russian for his work in ballet.
And actually, when I went there a couple of times, but well, of course, it's a cemetery, so it's very quiet, and you don't see people going let's go and see them. So it's kind of a hidden thing. So you have to know this, and You have to look for it. It's not that easy, but you'll find
it. But that's what makes it special. And also, yes. If you're out there, it's wonderful to check out Murano because you can see the glass blowers.
No, so Murano is... No. Just don't go. Don't bother Murano.
It is crowded. It is very crowded.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, unless... It depends on how much time you have, of course. I would definitely go to Murano if I had the chance, but... Are you into the glass thing, really? Or is it just because you want to buy something for your friends at home?
I thought it was interesting, but that's different in personality. So
no,
you make your own decisions.
Murano is more famous, but close to Murano, there is Torcello, which is an amazing island that not so many people go to.
And what's special about Torcello?
So in Torcello, there is, well, two things. Il Ponte del Diavolo.
The Devil's Bridge.
E il Trono di Attila.
The Throne of Attila.
Yes, even though it's
like
not true.
Attila, like,
but it's not like
it's a name. It's not a real like a
yeah,
historical.
But it's an impressive throne in marble.
In marble,
marble. Anyway, and it's a very like there's maybe 2-3 houses there, and there's like lots of grass, maybe a swamp, and it's very strange feeling that you don't get like in Venice or Murano.
So,
Burano.
Question: who's the throne for? If it's not historically,
no, it's not related to the Unni or Attila.
Hun.
But it was used to administer justice from somebody. But it's like a
judge's throne.
Yeah, something like that. But you can sit on it actually. So it's outside. You can sit on it. it's beautiful. It's beautiful there. I would definitely go to Torcello.
Torcello, and
actually,
l'isola di San Michele.
Yeah, and actually Torcello is in front of Murano, so you can do both. And okay.
My other question: you went to Ca' Foscari, which is one of the biggest universities in Venice, very important Italian university. So. Having lived there, can you recommend any like great place to eat? Because you know our listeners and myself included like to know, you know, if there's a particular kind of food to check out in Venice, or if there's like a particular restaurant that serves great food, you know, some kind of insider's tip.
Yes. Okay. Well, as you know, Catherine, I was there as a student and I was very broke.
Right. Okay.
So my food advices, I don't think they would be the best. Like I could advise you on the best student sandwich and charismatic place where to go have a sandwich.
How about the best local specialty then?
There's a lot of those. In Venice we call them like baccari.
Baccari.
Un baccaro is like a bar. Where they serve like you stand and take the aperitif. Usually it's not like it's like wine, red wine, and you have small snacks, typical Venetian snacks. Okay, there's many of them. Let me think of the best one. You want to know?
I want to know the best.
I don't know the best. I remember the one I was. You know, every people go to different ones according to their friends. I remember we used to go to Le Botti in the last time. It was Le Botti.
Le Botti, foods that you would snack on. How are they special? The best, you know.
Okay, one thing that is special about these Venice snacks in the baccarì is like il baccalà mantecato.
So the baccalà, you know, is a fish. It's like a salt dried fish, right?
Yeah, but it's like they turn into a sort of cheese and they spread on the bread, and it's not bad.
It's fishy.
No. It tastes salty.
It tastes... So it's like a salty butter spread. Without the butter. It's a salty spread.
If that makes sense for an American, yes.
Anything else?
Spritz.
Lo spritz.
You're in Venice. Veneto is the homeland of spritz.
So explain a little bit. What is this spritz besides a funny word?
Spritz is a famous... No, it's famous. It's becoming more famous and famous also in the other parts of Italy now. It's a... like a cocktail, but aperitif, so not so strong. Made out of Aperol and soda water and some white wine.
Sounds nice and refreshing. So we do actually have a lesson about los spritz.
Yes.
So check that out. I think it was an upper intermediate lesson about the the Venice Film Festival.
Exactly.
All right. But great. Those are some wonderful suggestions. I hope that our listeners, if they get the chance to go to Venice, are able to check some of these things out. And remember, post comments on our website, ItalianPod.com, if you have any suggestions of your own or specific questions. We also have an email address you can write to us, too, if you have more kind of specific or personal questions. And that is
ItalianPod@PraxisLanguage.com.
So I hope you've enjoyed this, and don't forget to write to us. So
I'm going to post some more suggestions about Venice, because I'm now starting to think about all the places.
All right,
so
great.
So post them, eh?
Sounds good.
Remind me about it.
I will do that. So from us here to Time Pod, ciao a tutti.
Ciao.